fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance Podcast. My name is Dan, and I'll be your host today. You know, a Wisconsin autocrat. That's what I'm going to talk about today. And it really comes on to, everything that a lot of you have learned. You may have learned little bits here and there and one thing or another about this autocrat. It's called Robin Voss. Okay. Now, he's the Speaker of the Assembly, for those of you outside of our state or outside of the country, for Wisconsin. He's the Speaker of our lower house, the Congress, if you equate it to the federal government. And he is elected by the other representatives in his party in the Assembly. And we'll get to them as well. But Robin Voss, I call him, an autocrat. So, anyways, you've got to ask yourself, why would some people jump at the chance to remove a man like Robin Voss? And then you have to ask yourself another question. Why would there be some who would jump in and take a chance to save him? He almost lost his primary election to a no-name citizen. And that, Adam Steen, I don't mean that in a negative way. You were not into politics. Nobody knew who you were. You were just like most of us in Wisconsin. They don't know who we are, So really, he almost lost to somebody with no political experience at all, And that no-name citizen with no experience was then derailed by forces within his campaign, I remember thinking that, it just popped into my mind, and it comes to what we're going to talk about here today, back to the recall, people are already speculating as to what may have happened thus far. Many names that shouldn't have been on the recall list, including that of Robin Voss, his own name. Now, I doubt very much he signed the recall petition. But then again, there's no cameras, so I don't know. But some are asking, just how far would Robin Voss go to stay in power? Derailing Adam Steen's campaign against him, and then he's derailed election integrity investigations, lied and coerced assembly members to stand down year after year, and to take his position versus their position or not allow their ideas to come forward to help their districts, unless, of course, it meets his bigger picture. He's refused to engage with party members with different opinion and do his best to even silence them. And if he fails at it, he'll then, he goes to the friendly media, the Wisconsin Right Now, and then Jessica McBride's Friends in Radio, And then when that doesn't work, he'll send his wife out, to be the hatchet woman. And that's a joke because I think she made things worse for him. He lied to keep Megan Wolf in power, did nothing to help Dan Kelly against Janet. Well, if he did, he did very little to help Janet Protasiewicz. I think that's how you say her name, the Supreme Court judge that won, did nothing to remove her because of her threats before the election, vowed to stand against President Trump, it's like, wow, okay. Worry about your state. You know, failed to sign subpoenas, encouraged drop boxes, did nothing to clean up our voter rolls, engaged in pay-to-play with your reps. Folks, if you live in Wisconsin and you have a Republican rep, chances are it's pay-to-play. Pay-to-play when it comes to Robin Voss. I mean, he did it with, you know, and we proved it. We showed it here. How it went down when he did pay to play with gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. And then how she then, before any of these reps had somebody to run against, started donating to all these reps' campaigns. Cool stuff. But anyways, he was engaged in that. And then to top it off, you know, his involvement with that organization, SLLF, you know, and his affiliation with the CCP's funded CPAFFC, the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. Now think about it. You know, a country wants to be friends with the United States. So what? He's going to start dealing with every Speaker of the House in every state? Or should he deal with our federal government? Or should Chinese deal with our federal government? I mean, that's how far the Communist Party will go, you know, to influence people. And then with all of this, you know, I mean, how involved was he with sabotaging the recall effort against him? So back to this word. Autocrat, does it come to mind? Well, if it does, you know, and look it up. I'll be talking a little bit about what an autocrat is. That's AUTOCRAT. Okay, so, I mean, where did he come up with these feelings of being a ruler with absolute power over your reps? Now remember, your reps can't just come forward with new, you know, laws or, you know, anything. It has to go through him first, you know, and he will most likely just shoot it down. Is he not a domineering, self-willed person? I think he is, you know, he is in absolute control over your district, whether you live in his or whether you like it or not, because he controls your reps. All right. You know, in a free world, even the best of friends will have agreements. Tell me when your rep has ever disagreed with Robin Voss. You won't see it. Rantham did. And what did that get him? Okay. Janelle Branchen has, what did it get her? All right. So, I mean, that's how powerful this guy is over their reps. You speak up, disagree, and you're SOL. You're SOL. I mean, his decisions come with little to no input from groups in his district or around the state, and they're based on his own beliefs, ideas, and judgments. Autocrat? Huh? Does that sound familiar? I mean, it's a better description of him than Rhino or Uniparty leader. Okay. I mean, he wants to be in control and he will not talk to the so-called fringe. I mean, hell, if I'm in control, if I own a company, all right, and I have dissatisfied employees, I want to find out what the hell are you dissatisfied about? What can I do, you know, to make you happy if I need to, you know, or I just fire you. And that's pretty much what he's done. He's fired all the citizens who disagree with him, just saying, you know what, I don't care what they think. All right. Now, businessman, he might say, yeah, you know what, it's my way or the highway. It's his company. Go for it. But I've owned companies and I figure, you know what, if somebody's not happy, I want to find out why, because it may be in my best interest. Well, he has no desire to know what the beliefs are, what the gripes are, and how he can represent his district or the assembly in a much better way, but oh well. But that says a lot about him. So, I mean, but what does it say about those in the assembly who follow him without question? Your reps, if you're outside of his district. What does it say? I mean, if you're a Democrat, and I know you listen, Democrats, because the hate mail tells me you listen, but that's fine. He controls them as well. If not, ask your rep, because they do, he does. But oh well. But then what does it say about the party? The Republican Party will never challenge him. All right? You know, what does it say about the media? You know, all those radio hosts, all the podcasts out there, you know who you are, and others who blindly follow his lead. Or, you know, just say, hey, you know, if you're against Voss, then you're against freedom, you know, kind of attitude. You know, because, you know, we believe in if you have something to disagree about, you'll take away staff, take away positions, because that is freedom. Huh, you podcast hosts. All right. You know, we have to do the better thing. An R is better than a D any time of day. Because, and most times it is. Okay. Most of the time, I'd say 99.9% of the time it is. But who represents us? Who we put them into office to represent us. If he only represents himself, then it's a problem, you know? And then you have, you know, like folks like Wisconsin right now. I mean, they're his biggest cheerleader. I mean, if you haven't noticed it, the man is like God to them. But then you wonder, you know, Jim Pewaxowarwitz, well, whatever, Jim he from Wisconsin right now, the founder of Wisconsin right now, has decided to run for a seat in the Wisconsin Assembly after all this cheerleading for Robin Voss. I mean, to the point of, you know, you got to wonder. You've got to wonder, you know. So this is a politician, Robin Voss, who wants to pack his ranks with followers, not representatives in his assembly. All right, that's what he's doing. He wants to pack it. And then they say, well, he brings in people to run. You don't, Daniel. You know, you're right. I don't. I have a mic. That's me. Do I encourage each and every one of you to find a way to serve your country, whether it be in the military? Not so much now. I'm not a big fan of the military right now, but don't get me wrong. You know, I want you to serve. And you can serve by running for office. Now, I wish you luck. But you're going to have a hard time and you need to know it. You need to know it because they will derail you. The party that you think that you are part of will derail you unless you sign an oath to Robin Voss, if it's for the assembly. Drop to your knees, kiss his feet. And because that's the only way. And of course, then have like 10 grand to go ahead and give to his RAC fund, you know. I mean, I'm just surprised that Jessica hasn't thrown her name in for the assembly. You know, that's Jessica McBride, you know, Jim's partner at Wisconsin right now. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, the girl's got name recognition. I mean, with all the wives in the state. I mean, she has name recognition. But who gives a shit about Wisconsin right now? Well, you know, in reality, I do. Because I need to have somebody to argue with online. You know, and on X, you know, with all their fake accounts that Wisconsin right now has, that's who I fight with, you know? It's funnier than hell. But anyways, you know, well, back to Robin Voss. I mean, do you really believe it's beneath him to infiltrate a recall effort and do his best to derail it? With everything you know about Robin Voss, do you think it's beneath him? You know? I mean, from what I know of him, I'd say he's right there front and center. You know, with people that he's put in there. You know? And I mean, I wouldn't put him past him. Say, hey, give me those recall sheets. And he's the one writing in names. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. Now, whether he did it or not, who knows? You know, but would I put it past him? Hell no. The guy wants to be in power nonstop. You know, I mean, he almost lost his primary to a no-name candidate, to a no-name candidate by 266 votes. So, and yet your assembly right during this voted overwhelmingly to keep him as speaker because he's so popular, you know? Or maybe he just owns every one of those reps. I mean, literally own them. I mean, this could be a podcast on slavery, political slavery, you know, and Robin Voss is the massa of all your reps. And they get out of line, he tears them up. That's why they don't get out of line. God, I don't know if that's going to go over well. But anyways, who cares? You know, with all he has done to not protect Wisconsin voters in our elections, I do believe this autocrat would do anything in this to anything to stay in power. And if the recall fails after Megan Wolf, you know, the one who owes her job to Robin Voss, you know, what's the best thing that we can do as Wisconsinites? You know what? Remove all the ballless reps in every district that continue to prop up this autocrat, Robin Voss, whose only interests are his own and not that of our citizens. So, I mean, that's my belief. That really is. And I've caught shit about it. Oh, God. Between the email messages and then, of course, then the post on Twitter, mostly, because, you know, somehow Jessica hasn't been able to come up with a bunch of fake Facebook deals. But, boy, on Twitter, she is great. And then they said, oh, I'm not her. I'm this person. You know, it's all these fake names. I mean, not fake names. They're like, you know, just fake. Don't believe me? Go to Twitter and see the replies that I get from these fake accounts. All right? You can tell they're not a person. All right? And then these so-called parody accounts. I mean, that'd be the first thing if I was, what's his name over at X. I'd say, no more parody accounts. You know what? I mean, but then again, I believe in freedom. So I guess on a better thought, let them stay. You know, I know who I'm arguing with. You know, there's just no way that there are everyday citizens who are in love with Robin Voss like Wisconsin right now is. I mean, really, if you think about it, since the Adam Steen deal, I mean, they have put their reputation behind Robin Voss. I mean, Robin Voss had to, you know, scrape the barrel and he went to the bottom. He did. I mean, are there others out there? Yeah, there's others. He could have come to me. No, he wouldn't have. He doesn't like us for some reason. I don't know why. Still trying to figure that one out. But, hey, I'm a reasonable guy. You know? Say, hey, Dan, you know, you're wrong here. And I'd say, okay, well, that's not what I've heard. Tell me why I'm wrong. And prove it to me. Tell me. Let me do the research after you tell me. But, you know, you don't do that. You don't deal with the so-called fringe that your wife first says there's very few of us, and then turns around and says that the whole state is full of them. So it's like, you know, she can't make up her mind, you know? So I don't know. So 1848bsrdan@gmail.com. This is a short podcast. Just wanted to bring out these thoughts. I've gotten messages and of people who are questioning, you know, what really happened with the recall. Now, according to Wisconsin right now, it was just a bunch of Democrats, you know, because that's the, you know, and yeah, yeah. So Democrats are going to really go in there and try and derail Robin Voss. I mean, supposedly they hate him, so that would make sense. Democrats came to derail the Robin Voss recall because they want him to stay there because they love him. Maybe they do. Or, you know, you see, it just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, you know. And I can get, you know, you get somebody in there. All you got to do is go up to the door and say, hey, I want to collect signatures. Here you go. You know, are they doing background checks on them? How did this person vote? Who does he know? No, they're just looking for warm-blooded people to get out there in the cold and do it. So do I put it past Robin Voss to send people to, you know, pick up these recall sheets? No, I wouldn't put it past them at all. At all. But that's just my belief. I could be wrong. But, I mean, it's a deep, deep, deep belief. So, anyways, if he survives it, then good for him, you know, and bad for us. And then it's going to be up to us to go ahead and derail him in a different way. And that's go ahead and get rid of every one of his yes men and women in the assembly. That's the only way, you know, and put him in a spot. I mean, you know, it's just what it is, you know, and Megan Wolf, bless your heart. You know, you're an interim, you know, person there at the WEC, and your interim C has expired and you just don't want to leave. And Robin Voss can't figure out a way to do it. And, you know, you remember when all those Wisconsin reps left the state because they didn't want to vote. And so the WEC is in the same position, you know, so the Democrats don't vote and you get 3 votes to get her out and 3 votes to just abstain from voting. You know, when it's their job to vote, but they abstain. You think, okay, well, it's 3-0. She's out. Well, no, you need 4 votes. 4 votes. But they refuse to vote. So they've given up their right to vote. All right? So, and then back to many of you Rebecca Clayfish governor, you know, for governor folks, who didn't vote, you know, during the general election for the Republican candidate, you know, because Ron Johnson got the votes to win, you know. But Michaels, he didn't get that many votes. So you got to wonder who said, you know what? No, I don't want to go with the rich guy. Or I don't want to go with the Rebecca Clayfish who went against her. All right. You know, if he'd have won, you might be able to ask yourself, how easy would it be to get rid of Megan Wolf and possibly repair our elections in Wisconsin? I mean, he'd be challenged by Robin Voss because, you know, he likes drop boxes and so on. You know, he may publicly say no, but he likes them. All right. He likes, you know, voting vans. You know, he likes that kind of stuff because, you know, it's just the American way. You know, he likes the fact that, you know, you don't have to send in somebody into nursing homes, that the nursing home staff can take care of it, you know, and provide those votes, you know. And so anyways. All right, folks. Recall Voss, the autocrat. Whether it succeeds or not, there's still one more election. Whether it be for our nation or our state, it really comes down to one more election. And, you know, and you have to let Trump win. So I want all these people that keep saying that they're going to leave the country if Trump wins. I mean, look at those pieces of shit, Madonna and all those guys. Let them leave. I'm in self, you know, I've kicked myself out of the U.S., you know? Not asking that you guys do it, but you may have to if you don't vote for Trump because he's the nominee. All right? He's the nominee. If not, don't worry. I'm getting my real estate license. Well, I'm not, but I could get my real estate license down here in Mexico and get you a really nice place. So anyways, 1848 BSR Dan at gmail.com. Take care and talk to you soon.